I love how I thought to myself, oh, it's gloomy outside, it's not gonna be hot. And I come outside, and it's 93, and it's barely midday. What the fuck, Texas? Guys, so I got a new AC unit, right? And when I got the AC unit, you guys are in my boobs, by the way, like always. The day that I got my AC unit, they asked me if I wanted it mounted upstairs, like on the roof. And I was like, no, can you guys just lower it? Because at my house in LA, it was on the side of the house. And it was so easy to like take care of anything AC related. So I told them, I was like, no, can you guys put it on the side of the house? And they were like, yeah. So they put it along like the side path of my house. And then like literally I put the AC unit in. And that night I'm laying in bed like reading the news. And I read an article about how apparently AC units get stolen for like copper on the in the inside of them, like the refrigerated AC units. And I was shocked and concerned. And then I like looked at videos of people getting their AC units stolen from their house. And I was like, oh my God. What did I put it on the floor? And so like I went outside and I was trying to see if you could see it from the street. And you can. And but like we have our dumpsters. Like I told my brother to like put the dumpsters right in front of it so you can't really see it. It's a mess. And I feel like I should have known, I should have been prepared for this revelation when I got the AC. When I got the AC put in, like, I had no idea people steal AC units. Like, is copper really that expensive? Like, is that a thing? Or am I just a fucking idiot? I need to go to the mall. What the hell happened? Oh my God, my fucking phone froze. Shut up. Why are you beeping, you fucking dumbass? Jesus Christ, the light just fucking turned. Get out of my fucking ass. Not only that, but there was somebody in front of me. Can you? Oh my God, these people! What the fuck is this person doing? Like, seriously, don't you know how to fucking pull out? Are you kidding me? You must have 10,000 kids because obviously you can't pull out. I'm literally gonna have to like move all of my new music into another playlist because the fucking shuffle for I hate shuffle so much because it plays like the same songs over and over. Shit's annoying as fuck. Traveling Narco. Pa.
Pablo.
Also, if you guys can, like, if it sounds like air, I have the AC, like, blasting.
One by ten, like a million are on me before the end of this song. Young, wild American, come on, baby, do you have a girlfriend? Flawless, but I got a diamond heart.
I think I'm gonna make spaghetti later on. Oh my god, it's so hot. What the heck? Ew, why did I say what the heck? What's wrong with me? Mocha cookie crumble frappuccino? Mocha cookie crumble. Mocha cookie crumble crappuccino. Oh my god, cappuccino. Frappuccino. I can't even talk. What the fuck is wrong with me? What the fuck is nitro cooled brew? Is that like a partnership that they did with Discord Nitro? I'm just kidding. I don't know. That was a stupid joke. Oh my god, the line is so long, guys. There's 5 cars behind me, and I haven't even ordered.
Young, wild American, come on, baby, do you have a girlfriend?
All right, I'm gonna order. You guys have to give me a sec.
Get up on me, my body's got you bleeding. Bleeding mirror on the ceiling.
Every time that I come to Starbucks, it's like a mess when I order. I don't know why, but like I forget my drink. I don't really drink coffee that much. And I always order the same thing when I come. I either get a, why am I so out of it today? I always get a chai tea. That's what I get when it's like, when I want something warm, I'll get a chai tea. With soy milk instead of regular milk. And then right now I literally got a venti latte with an extra shot of espresso and an extra pump of vanilla.
Not for me, my body's got you bleeding. Mirror on the ceiling.
And I asked the girl if I needed to add sweetener on top of that. She was like, no, that should be enough sweetener. I was like, all right, whatever. And so that's what she did. And then,
mirror on the ceiling.
She said that the ventis come with six pumps of vanilla. And the last time I came, my coffee wasn't good. And I think the stupid bitch might have added just like one pump of vanilla. That might have been my fault. Maybe I asked for one pump of vanilla. I can't remember. I have like all this shit I have to do. Like I have pretty much like everything already done, but I'm supposed, like, next month is going to be busy. Like I'm supposed to be going to Vegas. Oh, my shirt was over the microphone. Maybe that doesn't sound weird. I'm supposed to be going to Vegas for the second weekend of September because I got my dad tickets to see one of his favorite singers. Sorry, I got a message on a notification from a message that I got about the shooting. But I'm not going to talk about that. Anyway, Oh, so my dad. I bought him tickets to go see his favorite singer in concert. Because he's, the singer's name is Luis Miguel, and he is... What? Where do you think you're going, girl? Will I ever not get sidetracked? Probably not. I'm gonna get sidetracked for the rest of my life. Luis Miguel is playing in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. And for as long as I've been like, like an adult, I've said that I really want to take my dad to see him. So he's on tour right now. Well, he's going to have a residency at the Caesar's Palace. And so I'm taking my dad to go see him. I'm pretty stoked about it because my dad, loves him. The tickets were hella mad expensive. And I took my mom to see Pepe Aguilar for Mother's Day. So they were both, like, they both asked for concert tickets as their gift. What the fuck? Girl, where do you think you're going? Where do you think you're going? Going, girl. And, so I'm supposed to be going to go see Luis Miguel in concert. Then I, have a quinceañera. I have a quinceañera that I'm going to be a part of. I'm going to be the madrina, the godmother. Hi.
It'll be 1813. Were you reading these stars today or no?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
But shit.
Did you want a carrier or no?
Yes, please. Yeah, please.
When do you think you're going? You think you're going, girl.
What? Two lovers headed for a dead end too fast. Running through the red lights. Every drone is just the same. I'm sick of their silly games. I'm strung out on adrenaline. Baby, let's get high, John Wayne. Baby, let's get high, John Wayne. Love junkie and two-day bender. This is taking so long. I just, like, don't want to start talking, and then she comes back and, like, thinks I'm talking to myself.
I crave a real wild man. I'm strung out on John Wayne. Baby, let's get high, John Wayne.
Thank you so much. You too, thanks.
So here I go, through the eyes of the storm.
Why's that person looking at me? Don't look at me, bro. Okay. Baby, let's get high, John Wayne. Oh yeah, so I bought my dad tickets to go see one of his favorite singers in concert, and those tickets were mad expensive, but I'm really excited to take my dad. So I'm supposed to be going to Vegas next month. On top of also like starting a new job, and then I'm gonna be a godmother for my niece's quinceañera. And what else are we doing? Are you? Oh my God, these people. Why, let me ask you guys a quick question. Why are people allowed to get driver's license if they don't know how to fucking drive? Move out of my way. Oh my God, this person. Oh, anyway, and then what else? Oh, and then, my best friend is pregnant. So I'm gonna have to travel, she... Let me be now, let me don't cry. She's pregnant with her fourth child. And her three older kids, are my godkids. It's fantastic because you know how a fucking turn signal's there for just decorational purposes. You know, you don't have to use it, sir. I swear they should add that to the benefits when you buy a car. They're like, oh yeah, it comes with this. And oh my God, look, it comes with turn signals included. You don't have to use them. They're a luxury. why am I like this? My best friend is pregnant with her fourth child, and it's going to be my godkid, another godkid of mine. She's having a baby shower in September because she's due in October. So, yeah, I have to be there for that. Right now, my other best friend is, like, planning it. Which I'm, like, I feel guilty about. She's planning it, but I think she's fine because it's given her something to do. And plus, anytime that we've had to do things for, like, friends, I always do the planning and shit. So, like, this bitch can handle it for once in her life. and, yeah, so there's, like, next month is going to be busy. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that busy, but I do have to, like, get some shit together. So it's, like, I'm stressed out. Because I have, like, so much shit going on in my life right now. And then all that's going to be added on top of that next month. But, I mean, it should be fun. Anytime that you get to spend time with family or friends, it's cool, you know? So it's great. Does this happen to you guys? Like, a cop is, like, right next to you. And you know, like, you're not doing anything wrong. And you're, like, not breaking any laws or anything. But, like, you just feel... Like, you look at your speedometer and you're like, am I going 3 miles over the limit? Like, you just get really nervous. Because that's my feels. Oh, my fucking God. You have right of way. Go. Oh, my God. Huh. Also, yesterday, I got a comment on my last audio that said that they didn't like the scenarios, that they liked the scenarios more than the regular, like, ramble audios, ramble faps. And I was like, then don't listen to it. But, like, that's news to me because, like, before, it's funny. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing as far as content because people, like, I got popular on GW because I would just do nothing but ramble faps. Like, that was my thing. I used to do that all the time. It wasn't until I started doing Patreon that I started to, like, try to be, like, more, like, have more variety. So I started doing, like, scenarios, right? And now, like, I do scenarios, and then people tell me, like, oh, I don't really like these. I like the old, like, stuff, you know, like, your old ramble, like, regular. And I'm like, all right, so I do those, and then, like, people are like, oh, we want more scenarios. So, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, like, what I can do to please everybody. So, I don't know. That was just something that was on my mind. Which, no hate to the person that commented that, because I answered back super sassy, and I know you guys have noticed that sometimes, like, I don't mean to be sassy, but sometimes when people comment some shit, I'm like, are you serious? I was talking to a friend of mine who's also a performer, who actually has become, like, one of my best friends, but I was talking to her, and I was telling her, like, because she was saying, this is a while back, she was, like, saying that, she doesn't know how to, like, answer people that are rude. And I was like, girl, I just clap back. Like, I don't care. Like, if you're going to be an asshole, I'm going to be an asshole right back. Like, I understand that you like my content, but, like, that doesn't give you a right to be disrespectful, you know? So I do sometimes get really sassy, and I do talk a lot of shit, and I feel so bad because I was thinking about it the other night, and, like, in my Discord server, like, I like, fuck around a lot. And sometimes I think, like, oh my God, like, what if this person's feelings get hurt? I try to just, like, do it with people that I know that know I'm kidding. Like, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday that somebody was, because I said, like, I hate when I'm recording and someone calls me and interrupts the recording. So then, I have to, there's, like, a cut in the middle of my audio, and, like, I don't edit my audios at all. Like, I've never edited a single one of my audios, so then I just, like, have to continue playing, so there's, like, a cut there that you can hear that's, like, audible, like, it's very noticeable. And then, I don't have a stop sign, never mind, fucking idiot. Ew, why would you buy a Hummer? No shade to anybody that drives a Hummer, but what the fuck is wrong with you? And so, fucking... What the fuck is that noise?
You're giving me a
oh, this song.
Reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay. Head stuck in a circle, I look back and I stare.
It's like that I stopped breathing but completely aware.
Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe.
Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons.
About a million reasons.
Bow down to pray. It's hard to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay. Well, baby, I'm bleeding, bleeding. Can't you give me what I'm needing, needing? Every heartbreak makes it hard to keep the faith. Well, baby, I just need one good one, good one, good one, good one, good one, good one. Good one. Try to make the worst seem better.
Lord, show me
to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
Who's calling me? Oh.
Reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one. Tell me that you'll be the good one. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
That song makes me cry. What was I talking about? Oh, anyway, oh yeah. So like I like to throw a lot of shit, like talk a lot of shit. I don't know, and I'm like weird because obviously I have a vagina, so I like get sensitive sometimes. But like I try to make it clear when I'm like fucking around or if I'm serious. But like the other day, it's happened to me before that like I'm on my server and I'll talk shit and then someone gets butthurt and I'm like, all right, never mind then. And then there's other times that I'll talk shit and then the other person takes it and I can tell that they're cool to hang and I'm like, dope, you know, like, cool, what are you doing? Oh my god. Please, by all means, drive as slow as you can. It's like there's people waiting to fucking turn here. Oh my god, these people. By all means, go as slow as you can, sir. Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, so like the other night, I was talking about how like I hate when I'm recording and then somebody like interrupts me, because then you can hear like the cut in the audio, and then somebody was like, just put your phone on, do not disturb, and I was like, I tried that fucking genius, I was like, why don't you go try to cure fucking human, like hunger, world hunger, you fucking genius, I tried that. I was like, when your phone's unlocked, like, the screen will still, like, your phone will ring. And then they were like, oh, I didn't know that. But, like, I could tell that they got the joke. So I was like, cool. But I was like, when I said it, I thought that maybe they would be, like, butthurt about it. But sometimes I feel like I joke too much. So if you guys feel like that, like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm, like, picking on you ever. I mean, sometimes I do go hard. Like, there was also somebody in my server who, like, always acts like innocent as fuck, and it's like, bro, we're in a fucking adult community, you know, like you're not fooling anybody, and he like always acts like super innocent and like he's not sexual, and it's like, bro, how the fuck did you end up in here if you aren't, you know, like that? And so I would always give him shit and say like, oh yeah, you're a freak, like admit that you're a freak, like admit it. And finally he admitted it, which I thought was hilarious. Is that a power line that fell? What the fuck was that? Oh my god, I think that's a power line that was on the ground. What the fuck? But yeah, so I was just like giving them a hard time. I was just saying like, what the fuck? I need to change the song.
Emotions pray.
Oh no. Oh, there's a dead kitty on the street.
Tenía mucho que perder y la cosa siguió así. Insiste todavía es un niño, pero qué le voy a hacer, es lo que andaba buscando, el doctor recomendando. Wow, el que me andaba quejando, no sé qué estaba pensando. Me enamoré, lo vi solito y me lancé. Me enamoré.
What are you doing? Oh my god, guys.
Me gusta esa barbita. Y bailé hasta que me cansé, hasta que me cansé, bailé y me enamoré, nos enamoramos.
So yeah, like, I don't know if you guys think that I, like, fuck around too much or if I've ever, like, said anything to you that's hurt your feelings, I'm very sorry. I just, especially when I, like, feel comfortable with people, I, like, joke around a lot. But I try, like, if it's going to, like, hurt other people in the process, that I try not to do it. I try to be self-aware enough. But, like, I'm aware that I fuck a lot. I'm not fucking anyone. I'm aware that I fuck around a lot, like, joke around a lot. Oh, my God. I can see someone, like, messaging my boyfriend and being like, oh, M said she fucks a lot in one of her rambles or something.
Y baile hasta que me canse, hasta que me canse, baile.
Oh my God, why are you looking at me, sir?
Nos enamoramos.
This is Shakira, by the way. I feel like I've had this album on this on a, in a ramble before.
Complicado en una bici que me lleva a todos lados, un renato desesperado, una cartica donde guardo donde te escribí que te quiero y que te quiero tanto. Hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti, el que yo guardo donde te escribí que te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Este rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti.
I was, watching, the news the other night. Well, I was talking to my mom, and my mom was telling me about one of the people that was on the news, like, talking about trying to find a loved one. I guess, like, my mom is familiar with them or knows them or something, and, she had told me the other day, like, that they were on the news talking about trying to find their loved one. And then she told me yesterday that they had passed away in the shooting. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I can't even imagine what that's like.
Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Que ese rato está mi corazón. Latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. El que yo guardo donde te escribí. Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto.
Ow!
Le gusta que le digan que la niña va Lola. Le gusta cuando miren cuando ella baila sola. Le gusta. Le gusta Barranquilla, le gusta Barcelona. Llévame, llévame en tu bicicleta. Óyeme, Carlos, llévame en tu bicicleta.
And I'm going to try to get on VC either today or tomorrow on the server. I'll probably try to do, like, a sing-along and just, like, while I'm, like, hanging out. But, yeah, this is a quick, like, check-in because I haven't done, like, a ramble on here in a while. And I just wanted to check in. I hope you guys are all great. I hope you guys are rad. I hope you guys are having a good week. Please make good choices. Use your turn signal, of course. We wouldn't want you to think it's a luxury that came with your car. It's there for reasons, people. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I hope you guys have a good day. Thanks for listening to this. Thanks for being so kind and wonderful to me. And yeah, that's it. Bye. Bye. Bye.